Growing in Faith, Hundreds of Arshtas and Scouts Receive Religious Awards, by Mike Crocus, taken from the February 17, 2006 issue of the Criterion. Boy Scouts Kevin Owens and Robert Stroud are on journeys to growing their faith. Girl Scouts Lauren Hummel and Sarah Sertle count themselves among those seeking to get closer to God as well. The four youths from Indianapolis were among the more than 300 Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies, Cub Scouts, Weeblos, and Scouting leaders honored on February 12th for their dedication to the Catholic faith at St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in Indianapolis. I commend you and congratulate you for taking your faith so seriously, Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline said at the beginning of the annual religious emblem ceremony. Kevin, 14, a member of St. Matthew Parish in Indianapolis, and Robert, 17, a member of St. Teresa of the Infant Jesus Little Flower Parish in Indianapolis, received Ad Altare Dei awards. Scouting, Robert said, helps me grow in faith and brings me closer to God. Lauren, 14, and Sarah, 13, members of St. Louis Parish in Indianapolis, were awarded Marian medals. We learned about Mary, what she went through, and the courage she had, Sarah said. They said their Girl Scout troop made a pilgrimage to Our Lady of the Snow Shrine in Belleville, Illinois, as part of their formation. The awards program included music, scripture readings, and a homily by Father Thomas Sleiselman, Archdiocesan Chaplain of Scouts and Pastor of St. Rose of Lima Parish and Franklin and Holy Trinity Parish in Edinburgh. Father Sleiselman told the Scouts that the ceremony marked something specifically that they keep trying to grow in their faith. He said, two commandments, love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, can be directly correlated with scouting. Love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It has to do with loving God and loving our neighbor, Father Sleiselman said. One of the great things about scouting is that it reminds us that we have a duty to God, he added. To make his point, Father Sleiselman asked the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and Cub Scouts in attendance to recite their oaths. One by one, each group did. The oaths, he said, show a commitment to God and country, or as Jesus would say, to love God and country. The oaths remind us every day to draw closer to God and to serve each other, Father Sleiselman said. Archbishop Beekline, who blessed the religious emblems and presented them to the Scouts, encourage the youth to consider religious vocations. We need some good consecrated sisters. We need young guys who could serve as deacons and especially become priests, he said. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to grow in faith, Archbishop Beekline told the young people. For more local news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.